And here we go. Hello, everybody. It's me. It's Michael. How are you this evening or morning, whatever time you're gonna be listening to this? I'm back again. Last night's episode, I received a good number amount of emails. I didn't get to them all. I'm going to be answering some questions, and I'm going to go over some details on what I got in these emails, which is very disheartening, and some of the stuff I heard and read that we over here, we don't really get, news on the six counties up there in the northern part of Ireland. We only get, we have to search for it. It's hard for us to get that, but I'll get on that in a little bit. All right, I did watch. I had BBC News on this morning, and they were talking about hard borders to separate the six counties from the other 26. And that is definitely an issue because that is in the Good Friday Agreement that there shall never be a hard border. And the British government seems to always just do what they want according to how they need it and just disregard the Good Friday Agreement. That was a peace agreement, and the Irish have stayed on their, stayed what they agreed upon. And they just keep getting pushback and pushback and pushback. There were major parts of that agreement that have been broken all the time, like no more settlers, no hard borders, no increased taxes, all this different stuff. And it seems like Sinn Féin don't care. They're all in other politics, moving around. It seems like they're trying to be a hip party or whatever. They are elected for the Irish people to represent them and make sure that they're getting treated equally, not oppressively, not disrespected. No hard borders. Whatever you do, protest every day. Do whatever you gotta do. Us in America, us in Australia, us in Europe, us. We must maintain, we must show unity worldwide, not just on in Ireland, but we have to show unity in America, in Canada, in Brazil. And like I said, in Australia, we have to unite as a people and say no hard border. A, there shouldn't be any type of border. It should just be 32 counties of Ireland. But we have to start with the no hard border. That's it. The threats of it is ridiculous. And I see they still had the bonfire this year. I find that for the Protestant victory over King James, even though there's a pandemic going around, the loyalists still got to have their bonfire, on the 11th night. Which is, I don't understand how that can still be going on till this day. It's the most, they take pictures and our and the Irish flag and the Irish public flag and King James's flag, and they put, Irish rebels pictures up, Sinn Féin representatives pictures up on it, and they burn these bonfires in blatant disrespect, basically saying fuck you to the Irish, saying that we rule you. They have a parade on the 12th of July going through Belfast and going through these neighborhoods, the Orange Parade, the Orange Brigade. It's disrespectful. And it's just to rub, I feel, I may be wrong. Maybe someone can email me and tell me how you really feel, but I feel like it's to let the Irish know, like, we still run you. We won. This is what we won. We're gonna burn everything. We're gonna let you see us burn what you love and cherish in this big bonfires. That's disrespect. That's like, and if you're listening and you're from America, that's like if the KKK were to march through Brooklyn, or the Bronx, and they built a big bonfire and they burned pictures of Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, all these people, and the government and the township and all that allow them to do this spectacle. How would you feel? You would feel like, nah, man, I don't want that. You'd feel like your government holds you as a secondary citizen because they allow these events. And how I see it, it's a hate event or it's a placism event. And they continue to do this. I would protest that event. I don't know how bad it is over there. I don't live there. And like, I only see bits and pieces and what I could read. And like I said, what people from the six counties tell me, I only know that I don't have the whole, you got to live there to know. And I don't live there. So I don't know. If everybody's supposed to be equal over there, right? Shouldn't that not be, if equality is what you're saying to keeping your hold that, the British government treats everybody equal, then why do you still have that hate-filled showing going on? You got to stop it. You can't keep that going. That would boil the blood of anybody that is being blatantly disrespected like that. Anybody. Burn my heroes, burn our flag, burn what my people stand for in a bonfire to celebrate a victory of almost 400 years ago. Times have changed. I wouldn't stand for it. But also, I don't live there. I don't know what the threat is of my family's livelihood. I don't know if they go around and they black bag people still. I've heard some things. I don't know. I can't be telling you from experience. But that's got to stop. That is not a proper thing to do. If you don't want hate, then don't show hate. If you want hate, when you bring fire and water together, those are two forces. You're bringing fire and fire together. Something's gonna explode. It's just bringing tensions up. I know every year, as soon as it turned July 1st, I'd be like, oh man, here we go again. These guys about to show us what their true colors come out. Everybody that goes to that bonfire, that's how they feel. That is their true colors. The 11th night, whatever, dude. The Protestant king, who fucking cares? Fuck him. Fuck him and fuck the queen. Fuck the royals. Amen. All right. I got an email last night. Basically, this guy was like, he lives up in the six counties and he wants to know how different it is, how the Irish are treated in America. He basically wants to know, he shared how he's being treated and he wants to know how we are being treated here. I'm going to not say people's names on the email because I was told that it is better not to, so I won't. But you know who you are, so give a good listen to my answer. We are treated good here. I mean, we still get racism towards us. You know, mostly by the Polish families, usually not that far removed from Poland. You get racism from the Italians, of course. But in most part, we're treated good. There's a saying we say, everybody wants to be Irish at least one day in America. Don't know how true it is, but I know, you know, Irish pubs are big here. But it wasn't always like that for us here. I mean, I remember hearing stories of, you know, signs outside of places. And you can watch, there's a movie, Can't Kill the Irishman. It's a true story about how the Italians, when they ran the unions, they wouldn't let the Irish work. So they would have signs outside saying Irish need not apply. So this man took over the unions and only hired the Irish. And that was in 1976. That wasn't even that long ago. That's not even a whole person ago that, you know, in that certain area, the Irish were treated bad. But what the Irish did in America, we built it up. Our neighborhoods, the first neighborhoods where the Irish were, you know, basically told they can live here. We built up our community. We policed ourselves because no one was going to give us a fair shot of, you know, doing well, or a fair shot if, like, a little kid did something wrong. The only person that's going to do him well is another Irishman that know his struggle growing up in the Irish neighborhoods. And now these Irish neighborhoods, they're big money neighborhoods in America. They're self-built up. And we've came to a place in America where we are a part of every American culture. The police badges, military sayings, railroad, construction, unions all have Irish sayings on it, in Irish language, somewhere or something, and we help build this country. So being Irish in America, yeah, there's some knuckleheads that, you know, say stupid things about us, but in the large part, we are treated well. My generation especially, we don't know the struggle of what my grandparents went through, my uncles and them. We don't know that struggle. Yeah, there's a term like Benny, like, we call people Bennies. I live on the Jersey Shore, and, you know, New York Italians will come down and they might say some slick stuff, but it's all like, whatever. We don't care. You know, they don't bother us. They come to visit our area because it's better than theirs. So, we just have it better. I hope that answered your question. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't always good, but through the years of not asking for handouts, working hard, showing dedication to growth, we have infected America with the goodness of Irish culture. All right, I hope that answered you, dude. Hold on, I'm reading the email now. Oh, okay, so someone asked, how's the news coverage of what is going on in the six counties? We don't get any news coverage here about it at all. And that is what basically, it's like an agreement between England and America, because England is America's biggest ally. So every media circuit from wherever you live is basically propaganda. So they sell the British propaganda, what their parliament and their government wants us, the American, not the Irish American, but I mean, everybody in America, what we get the coverage over from England about their news is what they want us to see Great Britain as. So they don't show anything really negative going on there. And I mean, honestly, even when you Google it, it's really hard to find a link to get news or get a story. And sometimes the stories are just clickbaits when you go. It's real hard. But I mean, there is ways to do it. There's got to be something real bad that happened that they will pop up something that they just can't hide. All right. The best way for us to get coverage is you share it with us. You know, there's all this information going on being shared through the internet. That's the best way for us to get it. Right now, it's a struggle for us to get it. I mean, I work as hard as I can to get the coverage. But sometimes the coverage I get is 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks old. It's nothing new, or it was new, but it's been hidden. I mean, I follow political parties on Facebook, but also that's filtered. Some of the videos I can't play because I'm not my address, my IP address is in America, and it won't let me play some of the videos. It'll let me read, but it won't let me play the videos. Or sometimes I go to a link that's an article, and I can't, open it because my IP address. So that's, I mean, I'm not a hacker. I'm not really that great on the computer, so that those are the walls that we go through to find out what's going on over there. How hard is it for Americans to help? All right. Sorry, I was reading the email. All right, so this is an issue. All right. Now we can give to political groups that is okayed through British Parliament, which is very few. Sinn Féin is a big one, but it seems like all these parties you could give to, they're not really moving towards the 32 county movement. Now, if you do give money to like the 32 sovereign movement, right? You have to register. And what I mean by register, you have to register basically as like a terrorist to the British government and what such. So that like scares Americans because basically when you register as a terrorist, like you have to, when you give money, if you don't let the government know you're giving money to this organization and they find out, they can arrest you. So basically you tell them that you're giving money and then you register. So when you register, it basically gives the United States government and the British government the right to spy on you anytime you want. And when you're registered, they put travel bans on you. Yep, they put travel bans. They ask you a million questions on why do you want to go to this nation? And that scares Americans. That scares. Nobody wants to get their rights taken away. I mean, nobody. So they put it real hard for us. Any good movement, any good foundation that's making a real stride at making a 32 county movement real, the British government, American government, it sucks. It's the truth. They're in cahoots together, like I said, because they're America's biggest ally. And they make you have to register. And like I said, and if you don't register and they find out that you're sending money to these organizations, then you can get arrested and then you still have to register. So it's not hard, but it is hard. Basically, if you don't care about your rights and you don't really feel like traveling, you can do whatever you want. But once you register, you give up, a lot of your freedoms. You're basically saying, you can spy on me. You can read my text messages. You can tap my phone. You can do all that. So you really have to look into go on the there's a website, and it shows basically the six county like governments and parties that you're allowed to give to without registering. And trust me, it's not many. And then they have a whole list. I know they're not terrorist organizations. I know they're freedom organizations, but they place those as terrorist organizations. And these are the facts. This is real. They make it so hard to fundraise for an actual group that is making real strides on uniting the 26 with the 6. All right. So I wanna go to a story. This young man, he emailed me. I'm not gonna say his name, obviously. So I also had to talk to someone that was over there because I didn't know if I could bring up the area or not, so I'm not gonna do that. He was talking to me. We had like a little on and off conversation, and it really hit home. So he said that he lives in Belfast, and he lived in a neutral neighborhood, but basically we're loyalists and, Irish. They lived together. And he said a few months ago, things started getting bad. He started getting harassed. His family started getting harassed. Other Irish families in the neighborhood were getting harassed. And then a couple of months went by. Threats of violence to his family. The Union flag flying everywhere. And this neighborhood is supposed to be neutral. They're supposed to feel safe. And they weren't. And he said that acts of violence started to go upon him and the ones he loved, and not just acts of violence, but more threats of more harsh violence was going to happen. And someone told me this is ethnic cleansing. Ethnic cleansing, that's genocide. This is hate. This is racially hate going on. And he stated that his parents and his family were always, peaceful people because they never felt, they never, even through the 80s or whatever, they said they never felt any bad animosity coming from loyalists. And he said now, he said they felt it and they feel like they don't. Now, if you listen to this, your family's not dumb. They should not feel dumb. You don't understand what people are fighting for until you go through what those people went through that are fighting. Okay? So, your family might have been lucky for generations and never really felt what others felt or had done to them what others had done to them. But now they have. Now, the loyalists showed your family what side they're really on. And it's messed up. My heart hurts for him. Nobody should be meant to feel like a secondary citizen in their home. When you're walking with your little sister, you should not have to worry about bottles of piss being thrown at you. Okay? There should be a safety zone when you're home, and it's called a neutral area. I don't know how many of these neutral areas there are, but apparently there's a few of them popped up wherever. But he's not alone. There's the loyalists are pushing out more and more of the Irish and making them go back to the marked. Apparently, there's marked neighborhoods, and you know where you are by the painting on the curbs, what color flags are painted on the curbs, or the murals of the fallen and all that. So apparently he had to go back to, he said, marked neighborhood. That's that, brother. Listen, keep your head up. You don't worry. Worry about your family's safety. You're not dumb. There was nothing wrong with your decisions on what you were looking for, a peaceful thing. But people show, when things get scary, people will show their real colors. And they showed you their real colors. Now you know. And brother, to your brothers and sisters in America, you are not a secondary citizen. You are not a secondary person. Be proud. Do not be ashamed. Be proud of who you are. All right. I can't believe. I can believe it, but I can't. Like, this story just, it just makes me angry. You know. We should protest those neighborhoods that the people are being pushed out. We should. You should protest it. Go around. Go as a community. Get there. Protest it. Say no hate. Do whatever you need to do to show them that you're not playing. Because they're showing you that they're not playing. And that should not happen in your country to your people. But like I said, I just know what people tell me. And what I pick up from my research. But I'm going to be honest. I did not know it was that bad or it was getting that bad. And his story just made me upset. I could not imagine me walking out the door with my daughter, having to worry about bottles of substances being thrown at me. I don't think no man should worry about that. Not in your country. Not around. Not near the house you live. So, on this podcast, I had to take a second. Sorry. On this podcast, I would like us to remember an event, and I'm going to have a moment of silence. It took place June 18th, 1994. Lauchin Island massacre. The six murdered in a pub that were just watching the Irish beat the Italians in the World Cup. So the moment of silence for them, those six souls that were taken and can never come back, murdered by loyalists. Here we go. And to my brothers and sisters worldwide, let's remember, there's no rest until 32. Do what we have to do. Protest, come together, fundraise, do whatever we got to do to let them know that Ireland's for the Irish. Amen.